This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A very bleak April jobs report showing U.S. employers cut 20.5 million payrolls last month. New figures from the U.S. Department of Labor out this morning also showing the unemployment rate jumped to 14.7% as the coronavirus pandemic forced businesses across the U.S. to lay off employees. The decline in the payroll number for the month was by far the worst on record, according to data spanning all the way back to 1939. President Trump says it certainly wasn't unexpected.
It's fully expected. There's no surprise. Everybody knows that. Somebody said, oh, look at this. Well, even the Democrats aren't blaming me for that.
Wall Street stocks opened higher despite the bleak report. The Dow Jones up over 300 at the opening bell. And this is USA Radio News.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Republican lawmakers in the U.S. House pushing back against talk of more coronavirus relief, this time for state and local governments to help them in the face of the pandemic. They've written to President Trump saying they're urging him not to support any such measure. President Trump says he is very happy for former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn as the Justice Department's move to drop the criminal case against him.
He was an innocent man. He was targeted by the Obama administration, and he was targeted in order to try and take down a president.
Flynn had pled guilty to lying to the FBI, but later tried to withdraw his plea. The coronavirus, at last check, had claimed over 75,000 lives in the United States. The White House now said to be considering pushing back tax day again. The Treasury Department has already extended the date to file federal tax returns to July 15th, but that could now be moved to September or even December. And this is USA Radio News.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
It may be May and we're a month and a half into spring, but a snowstorm of historic proportions is expected to batter the Northeast this Mother's Day weekend. Forecasters say the storm has the potential to bring some rain to parts of the region, but also heavy snow in some parts of it, especially New England, where they could see up to a foot of snow, which would shatter May records. The National Weather Service forecasting also widespread record low temperatures that could span as far south as Alabama and Mississippi. It was arguably the most infamous blown call in NFL history, happening in the 2018 NFC Championship game and costing the New Orleans Saints a spot in the Super Bowl.
But that should have been a penalty, and Sean Payton is justifiably upset.
That's Joe Buck with his call on Fox. Come the 2019 season, the league adopted a rule allowing pass interference to be reviewable by instant replay. But league officials say the rules committee is now moving to let that rule expire by just not not renewing it. It ended up not being very popular once in place. After a total of 98 reviews, had 75 upheld and only 23 reversed. A replacement option now proposed by the Ravens and Chargers would have the rule replaced with an extra officiating crew member in the press box who would act as a sky judge with the power to overturn blown calls. And you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who is honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Independent. This is Bill Martinez.
After the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us for the ride as we continue to pursue the truth, no matter where it leads. David Horowitz joins us now, the best-selling author of Dark Agenda, The War to Destroy Christian America. He also has a forthcoming book. Is it Humanix? Am I saying that right? Humanix?
I guess, Humanix. Yes. So that you can get it at Amazon.
Right, and it's a pre-order because the published date is not till June, right?
June 2nd, but it helps the book if you pre-order.
Right. This is all about the Blitz. Well, the title is Blitz, Trump Will Smash the Left and Win.
It's a guide to the Trump wars. We're in a fight of our life as a country. Mm-hmm. The Democratic Party has gone off the rails. It's an anti-American party. It's a totalitarian party. It's a racist party. And they character assassination is their preferred means of political discourse.
And David, when you say this, all the people have to do is observe the Democratic response during this COVID-19, the Democratic governors and others, how they've responded to it. It is rather totalitarian. It is draconian in essence. This situation that has come up with Tara Reid and the former Vice President Joe Biden, I mean, their response to this, I mean, you're exactly right. Yes.
Well, as I said, their only standard is the double standard. Mm. What it is it's a classic communist approach to politics. The ends justify the means.
Mm-hmm.
They think they're saving the planet from evil Republicans, and therefore, in their own minds, they will justify any crime, any lie, and you just see it daily. This is unbelievable. Now they're blaming the economy and the virus on Trump.
Of course.
It's unreal.
Right. Well, it's the blame game, and it's the ultimate of hypocrisy and arrogance, is it not?
Well, that sounds even too mild. It's treason is what it is.
Yeah.
We have a system where every 4 years we elect a commander-in-chief. That's our system. And our system also was created by the founders to produce compromise. That's why we have the Electoral College. That's why the Senate is undemocratic. It's the Wyoming gets, with 500,000 people, gets two senators, and so does California with 35 or 40 million people. Mm-hmm. The idea is to slow things down so people, recapture their reason. Mm-hmm. The founders were very, very wise, and the Democratic Party is at war with the system itself.
Exactly.
Identity politics is racism. Mm-hmm. You get judged by your gender, your skin color, then your gender, then your sexual orientation. The individual disappears. This is what totalitarian states do. Mm-hmm. This is what Russia and China are about. Individuals don't count. The Chinese are perfectly happy to murder, as they have, 250,000 people already. Mm-hmm. And not think twice about it, because they think that they are, they're saviors. They're building a Marxist paradise.
Right. Well, this is what...
Very dangerous. Yeah. I just did an article on Pelosi called Nancy Pelosi's Jesus Complex. I mean, here she's the leader of a party which is accusing Republicans and Trump of killing all these Americans, of treason, being in Putin's pocket, being Soviet agents or Russian agents, being racist, being sexist, being homophobe. And when Joanne Reed asks her if her COVID-19 legislation is going to include releasing criminals, convicted criminals from jail, her answer is, our caucus, our Democrat caucus, is very devoted to the Gospel of Matthew. She sees herself not as the head of the hate party,
right,
what the Democrats are, mm-hmm, but the Jesus party. If you think of yourself as a savior like Jesus, what crime would you not commit or support, and what lie would you not tell to get people to the promised land? And that's how every one of these Democrats in Congress think. It's a little different with the governors, because they're dependent on the federal government,
right,
to keep their jobs in their state. So they said some reasonable things.
Right.
But you look at the Congress, you look at the House, the Democrats control, it's a permanent coup. And that phrase, permanent coup, comes from a leftist, Taibbi, who's the political correspondent for Rolling Stone magazine.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote an article, and he said that the people trying to get rid of Trump are more dangerous, and he hates. He's written two books attacking Trump, two bestsellers, actually. Mm-hmm. But the people who are trying to get rid of him are more dangerous. He said, you don't understand that until you have waked up, as I have, in a country where you don't know who the president is going to be the next day.
Exactly. Mm. Yeah, it's a different world. David, I want to go back to what you said earlier when you talked about, the treasonous trajectory that the Democratic Party has been on. And I would say that this is what the fundamental transformation of America looks like, which was introduced big time by Barack Obama. Barack Obama basically was the Trojan horse of the fruit of what we're seeing right now in the Democratic Party. Yeah. Would you not say?
Yes, and it's because of stupid white guilt over slavery, something that America, led the world in abolishing. All the slaves in America were enslaved by black Africans and bought at auctions,
mm-hmm,
all the ones who weren't born here.
Right.
And America gave 350,000 lives to free the slaves.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reality. But, if you're black like Barack Obama, you get away with treason. He's behind the coup. He's behind all the crap. I mean, just today they're reporting he's accusing people who want to investigate Biden and his son, his corrupt, that whole corrupt family, use their position and Biden's position as vice president to steal billions of dollars. That's a Russia disinformation project. Why is Obama sticking his neck out on this? Because he's behind the coup attempt.
Right.
He's the one who appointed Brennan. They didn't spy on the Trump campaign without him knowing about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, the way it was set up, even in the days of him departing, we know that Susan Rice wrote a plethora of CYA memos, you know, as she was heading out the door. I mean, what was all that? I mean, there's just so much evidence.
Traitors.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
She's the one who unmasked Americans. We're not supposed to have our intelligence agencies spying on Americans because they're in a different political party. She's the one who authorized that.
I know, and Hillary Clinton says we don't do that during the debate, if you recall, and the very things she said we don't, she's done, right? Yeah, exactly. We've got to go to break. We've got more from David Horowitz after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as $1 a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, and good to hear from you as well. You can drop me an email at bill@billmartinezlive.com. David Horowitz continues with us as we're talking about, what's happening in our world, and particularly I want to address the malignant hypocrisy that you wrote about, David, how the Democrats' lynching of Brett Kavanaugh is coming back to roost on their heads.
Yeah, you can count on the left will always eat its own.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't say I've enjoyed anything more than this terrible thing where these people are hoist on their own petards, is the phrase.
Yes.
Where they're become trapped in their own hypocrisy and lies. They went after Brett Kavanaugh because he was male, because he was white, because he was Christian. They went after Chuck Schumer held a protest on the steps of the Supreme Court. What an anti-American thing that is. We have a judiciary that's supposed to be above politics and is supposed to be the referee. You hold a demonstration on the steps to pressure the Supreme Court justices to do your political will. And what he said, and he had every Democrat on the Judiciary Committee, these are people who are supposed to be looking at the record of Kavanaugh and judging it. This is before the hearings, before a sentence of evidence was submitted. And they're all pledging, I said, to, fight to the death to keep Brett Kavanaugh from getting on the Supreme Court. And that's because he's a white Christian male.
Mm-hmm. He was going to challenge the status quo of Roe v. Wade. One guy.
Yeah, and then they take this liar. I mean, you have to consider Christine. Let's point out, this Tara Reid adored Biden.
Mm-hmm.
And she's still a diehard Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
Blasey Ford was a Trump hater. She was pro-abortion. She was a donor to the DNC. All these motivations for lying. And then she was exposed as a bald-faced liar in those hearings. She wanted to destroy Brett Kavanaugh's life from the shadows as a faceless accuser hiding herself. And she scrubbed her internet.
Exactly, I was going to say.
So you wouldn't know, but she wanted to remain anonymous. There's nothing more un-American than that. The Sixth Amendment guarantees you that you have the right in court to face your accuser. You notice the Democrats, so the way they defend this indefensible, the whole indefensible procedure, no due process, is that it's just a job interview.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was a public lynching, for crying out tears. Anyway, she tried to do it as a faceless accuser. It's so important to Americans to be able to face your accusers and cross-examine them that we force little children who've been molested sexually to go into court and confront their accuser. But this, I don't even want to use the words that are coming to my head, this woman.
Yes.
Wretched human being. She wanted to destroy Kavanaugh and remain faceless. The Democrats, she went to all these Democrat hit lawyers. I mean, the spear carriers for the Democratic Party.
Exactly.
And they realized that a faceless accuser was not going to have that kind of credibility for the reasons I've mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
So they forced her into the open. And then she said, she's so traumatized by something that happened between two teenagers that didn't even involve sex. They were fully dressed. And according to her, although this never happened, this event, Kavanaugh was so drunk that he rolled off her, which allowed her to escape. She was so traumatized by this thing that allegedly happened 37 years ago that she was afraid of flying. And then it came out in the air, and of course the Republicans were all too scared.
Mm-hmm.
They want to be called sexist, so
right,
scared
exactly.
To cross-examine her. So they got a female prosecutor of sex crimes, which was a very smart woman, to disarm her. and reveal that she had flown all over the South Pacific to pursue water skiing. She's a, you know, wealthy, comes from a wealthy family. And she had to confess that in court, confess that in public and fly to Washington.
Yeah, with her affected voice, too, by the way. Yeah, exactly.
She's a Joe Biden-level liar. I don't know if your listeners have seen this video of Biden lying 30 or 40 years ago, claiming to have three college degrees, claiming to be at the top of his law school class when he was the 75th out of 82.
Right. Well, here he is. He's been caught on plagiarism, all this. But David, getting back to this whole deal with the hashtag MeToo movement, Blasey Ford and the Democratic Party have done more to damage this movement and compromise it, you know, because...
I don't believe them anymore.
No, you can't. And it's interesting because the dichotomy here you have in the case of Democratic women, whether you're talking about Marilyn Monroe, you're talking Paula Jones, you're talking Tara Reid, you're talking, Levy, Chandra Levy, Juanita Broderick. These were Democratic women who've been maligned by other Democratic women and the Democratic Party. And they want to
protect the sexual predators.
Exactly.
When the founder of Politico said, if he's a sexual predator, I still want him for president.
Yeah.
I mean, this party doesn't speak but with it. This party speaks for itself and its power and its socialist agendas, actually, their communist agendas.
Mm-hmm.
Destroy American individual freedom. I mean, it's all come out of this virus, arresting this mother and finding her, $7,000 and putting her in jail for a week because she wanted to feed her children and her employees' children.
Right.
There's no reason for the shutdown. They said the shutdown was to flatten the curve. It's flattened.
Mm-hmm.
And to protect hospital space. They're empty.
Yes.
Yeah,
protect hospital space, but yet we're going to send infected COVID patients to nursing homes, which are highly vulnerable. How does that make any sense,
David?
The
only person in this country who you can actually say killed people is Cuomo.
Mm. Wow. Yeah.
By ordering COVID patients into nursing homes.
Well, David, we have a lot to learn from this experience with COVID-19, and the American people have to wise up and see what's happened to their country and really take a stand, push back on these blue state governors with their draconian measures to say that, look, we are believers in the U.S. Constitution and the Bill of Rights. We will continue to follow that order, and if you will not, we're going to vote you out of office, and we're going to make sure that you're replaced with people who are willing to believe and hold the principles that we do.
The Democrats want to destroy the economy because they want to destroy Trump.
Yes.
Who is their nemesis because he defends the Constitution, individual rights.
Well, this is what totalitarians do, David. They destroy. And what's the replacement? Just so that they can say they're in charge. This is all part and parcel of that fundamental transformation of America that Barack Obama had envisioned.
Who was brought up. I come from the identical background of Barack Obama. He was raised by communists. And I can tell you, when you see that the movement that you're part of is evil and is destructive and wants to destroy this country, the first thing that you do when you have that vision is you want to warn other people. Because they're always calling themselves peace, justice, social justice, and so forth. Barack Obama has never attacked the left. That tells me he's still a communist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, without a doubt. Well, David, we got to leave it there. As always, appreciate the time. He is the best-selling author of Dark Agenda, The War to Destroy Christian America. You can go to frontpagemag.com /author/David Horowitz for more information. David's forthcoming book is Blitz, Trump Will Smash the Left and Win. That will be coming out in June. Pre-orders are now available on Amazon. David, thank you as always. Appreciate the time.
Thank
be well,
you,
my friend.
Please.
Take care. God bless.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The April jobs report just released by the federal government says grim as most were expecting. The Labor Department says over 20.5 million American jobs were lost last month because of the COVID-19 pandemic, and the nation's jobless rate soared to 14.7%. As recently as February, that rate was at a half-century low at 3.5%, the job losses exceeding the 8.7 million lost during the Great Recession. The FAA investigating after an unusual incident at a Texas airport last night. A person struck and killed on a runway by a landing passenger plane. A statement from Austin Bergstrom International saying the flight crew reported seeing an unauthorized individual on the runway shortly after the plane touched down and the victim was dead at the scene. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, that's our mission objective, ladies and gentlemen, but it requires all parties, we the people, to be involved in getting this country back on track as we continue to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Brigadier General Robert Spalding is going to be joining us. The general is a senior fellow at the Hudson Institute, focusing on U.S.-China relations, economic national security, and the Asia-Pacific military balance. So you got to know, we've got a lot to discuss there. He's also author of the book, Stealth War, How China Took Over While America's Elite Slept. General, welcome to the show. Good to have you back with us.
Thank you. Great to be back.
Well, before we get into China, I wanted to get your read on a couple of things. Of course, the breaking news that came out regarding Lieutenant General Mike Flynn. You know, what happened to him? And I've got to imagine, as a fellow general, if you can, without, violating any rules of engagement outside and in the public square, what's your impression of what's happened to the general and where we are right now?
So, you know, I actually kind of thought a little bit about this, and you need to express how dangerous what happened to our democracy with what occurred with Lieutenant General Flynn. So I'll take you back to a guy named Meng Hongwei. Meng Hongwei was the president, the chief guy at Interpol, the international police organization, the organization that issues red notices. He was a Chinese Communist Party member that had essentially got to the top level of Interpol. He was asked to come back to China by the Chinese Communist Party, where he was abducted. Nobody at Interpol knew where he was. Of course, now he is locked away. So it was there was no due process. It was extrajudicial abduction, and essentially nobody knows where he is, and we probably will never see him again. If you use that as just kind of an analogy of what happened with Flynn, without the text messages and without the handwritten notes that we've been able to get because of due process and disclosure, which the FBI was basically failing to comply with, we know that a similar process was happening here in the United States with regard to Lieutenant General Flynn. So democracy dies without sunlight. If we don't have transparency in this country, then we've got a big problem. And what you're going to see, if we don't have transparency into the actions of the FBI and the Department of Justice, which continually does these things without, you know, really having to give their documents up for public viewing, mm-hmm. then we have effectively a police state. And so this is very dangerous. And I think, you know, now that, you know, our Constitution is really been protected by the fact that, you know, the judicial system was forced to actually comply. And in this case, Attorney General Barr actually is the one that ends up being the guy that's really promoting democratic principles, because he's following the Constitution. He appointed an independent investigator. That independent investigator dug up documents that were going to be kept private from the American people, and they were revealed. And that's where we are today. Where, you know, democracy is restored. Our republic is preserved. You know, we go through these things. We had J. Edgar Hoover was the same kind of issue. So it's a very important lesson for everybody about how, you know, sunlight really is necessary to preserve a democracy.
Exactly. Well, General, I just wonder if the people realized how close we were to we were on the brink of a constitutional crisis here, and but for, you know, this information that was there, and that some FBI participants did in fact follow the rules in terms of documentation. If we didn't have that, and it took so long to even get that. That's what concerns me. We're so close that hopefully, in, you know, realizing that we were so close to the brink and that we're looking down to the valley of where America could have fallen, maybe it shudders the American people enough to say, we can't go there. We have really got to do something, because as we discussed previously with another guest, General, in the 1970s early was when, you know, all this problem with the FBI and J. Edgar's FBI came out, and the corruption was so rampant, and, you know, they got bruised up a little bit, but nobody, according to Sidney Powell, nobody went to jail, and because there wasn't, you know, clear consequences on it, you know, they lived another day, and now here we are fighting a more complex but yet very stealthy attack on our Constitution.
Well, you know, I've never been a supporter of FISA. I don't think it's required, and I actually think it's quite dangerous in our society to be able to listen to what Americans are doing and not to have, you know, a sense of due process. I don't think that the federal government ought to have an insight into our lives without having to go through a warrant and then, you know, going through the old process of you get a warrant, you have probable cause, you plant bugs, then you start collecting information. This digital world we've created, which allows you to basically put everybody's life on DVR and get replay, is not healthy for democracy. And I think, you know, one of the things that when I was at the White House that I tried to explain is when we allow for the surveillance, the continuous surveillance of our population through these networks, then that allows not only our own federal government, as we've seen with Lieutenant General Flynn, but governments like the Chinese Communist Party and the Russians to begin to influence our society to abandon our democratic principles. That is what's going on. That is why you see a rising, you know, affection for socialism and communism in the United States, because these networks have been infiltrated by these state actors. And we really need to lock things down and really protect Americans' data. I think that's so important for preserving our republic going forward that we have an encrypted, secure internet for the American people.
Well, you mentioned the leadership of AG Bill Barr. No doubt about it. He turned over the assignment to U.S. Attorney Jeff Jensen. The Democrats, Nancy Pelosi, have attacked AG Barr in saying, well, he's the president's man. He's not doing, you know, the people's bidding. But in actuality, he is doing the people's bidding because he did assign this this look-see into what was going on with the FBI with a 10-year FBI vet, 10-year career prosecutor in Jeff Jensen. And Jensen came back and says, this holds no water. And he presents his case to the attorney general, and the attorney general says, thank you very much. We know what to do. We'll take it from here. But lest anybody forget, it was Jeff Jensen's research and hard work that brought this all to the front, combined with the efforts of, you know, one Sidney Powell and others who came and said, look, here's some discovery. I mean, it's been like pulling teeth here, but we've got some information, and he pulled it together. And unlike what happened in the previous report, from Horowitz, and I said all along, General, Horowitz is compromised as much. He's a company guy. He's afraid to, you know, tilt the institution and disturb the status quo. And so he came back with a report that it wasn't surprising. I mean, there were things revealing and some redacted issues there, but we're starting to connect the dots in such a way that even though he couldn't say it, there's evidence even within that report that's quite revealing.
Yeah, you know, I think one of the things that I've come to realize is that there's this war going on in the United States between the working class and the elites. And the elites have basically seized the levers of power, and they've begun to move the country in ways that are counter to the interests of the working class. And if it wasn't for the working class and, oh, by the way, the Constitution that gives them a voice,
yes,
really, to create the kind of change that we have going on now in Washington, D.C., we'd be in a very bad place. Now, people think that somehow the FBI is independent, you know, the Attorney General is independent of the President. No, the federal government, the executive branch, everybody works for the President, and the President works for the people. That's why every 4 years, the only national referendum we have, for that one person that occupies that one office. So every single department and agency, so he is the chief diplomat, he is the commander-in-chief of the military, he is the chief law enforcement officer. So the fact that people think that, no, the DOJ and FBI shouldn't be accountable to the president, what you're talking about there is the Gestapo.
Exactly.
The police state.
We've got to go to break, and we've got more from the Brigadier General after this. Stay with us. 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Yeah, you think it's easy being me, huh? Oh, just for fun, I'm telling you. But I got to tell you, I'm having the time of my life bringing the truth to you every day, not in 8-second sound bites. And, you know, we're fortunate to have experts like Brigadier General Robert Spalding coming on the air and being able to get in depth on these topics that you need to know about. So, you know, when you're sharing information with your family and your friends and neighbors, you know what you're talking about, that you don't have the depth of, you know, an 8-second sound bite or a bumper sticker, as they say. The general is the author of the book, Stealth War, How China Took Over While America's Elite Slept. We are going to address that issue in just a moment because, you know, the big question people are wondering about is China preparing for war? But before we get there, let's go back 75 years, General, and we're celebrating, you know, VE Day. What a memorial day. You know, to look back on, to see the celebration, certainly they weren't COVID sensitive. People were hugging and kissing and, there was no 6 feet of separation. The people were happy to come together in the name of freedom, peace, and liberty.
Well, yeah, and it's a tremendous accomplishment by, the, you know, our country's greatest generation. But I'll tell you, it was not the end. It was merely the beginning because just within a few years, we're faced with the threat. You know, the Iron Curtain coming down speech that was that Winston Churchill made in St. Louis and the requirement of democracies everywhere to come together and fight, you know, for 70 years, the Soviet threat that really imperiled the entire world. I think what's happening today, it very much mirrors those times as we realize the Chinese Communist Party actually is a bigger existential threat to democracy. It just seeks to undermine societies from within. And it's the time to reflect on DE Day and realize that we and our allies came together. We aligned economically, financially, our trade, our information, and our militaries to protect democracy everywhere. And I think that's something that we're going to have to do again.
Well, our foreign policy agents have to ask the critical question in any of these alliances that are set up going forward, and that is, are you friend or foe? I mean, let's go back to the spaghetti westerns, right? When we were kids growing up, that was the first question you asked the guy in the dark hat, you know, are you friend or foe? And are you going to add to the proposition of liberty? Is there going to be a level playing field? And this is what Donald Trump has brought to the table here. And what's being exposed, especially with the CCP, is that they're probably much more dangerous than we realize, that their worldview is such that it's all for them. Because I think at the end of the day, what we're realizing with this COVID-19 release, initially some people, and me included, thought that this was, clearly diabolical, that it could have been a military reaction. I mean, all the possibilities were on the table. But you can tell by their actions that at the end of the day, even though it may have started, you may give them the benefit of the doubt and say it was a mistake or an error, but clearly their actions afterwards made it quite intentional, that they didn't want to take the total hit upon their economy for what they did. And they allowed it, knowing they allowed this virus to be released on the entire world, the entire planet. And that was intentional, and that's something that I cannot get out of my craw. It just seems too obvious.
Well, it is obvious. You know, I was the senior defense official in Beijing in 2016 when they took the UUV, and I got to witness Xi Jinping being in control of that crisis and potential confrontation with the United States and having direct control at the ship captain level of the PLA. So he's redesigned command and control within the Chinese Communist Party and PLA. So when he says, and he has said, that he was in control of the Wuhan virus on the 7th of January, he was in control. And so all of those 5 million people that left Wuhan, he allowed it. The fact that they went from net exporter of PPE and masks to a net importer of PPE and masks during the same time means they knew that there was human transmission. That he directed that those flights go internationally, but not domestically. So they ceased domestic flights within China. And then in 23rd January, they locked it down and they put pressure on the World Health Organization to continue to say there's not a problem here. So, you know, if you look at New York, you know, the president, President Trump closed travel to from Wuhan on the 30th, I believe. But what happened was he didn't close from Europe.
Exactly.
Those people from when Wuhan went into Europe and the Europe infected the east coast of the United States.
Do you think the political pressure because of him closing flights from China was so intense, but that the president, my sense was that President Trump wanted to close all travel, including Europe. But the pushback, from the politicos and the Beltway said, look at, you're going to already be in so much trouble for closing down flights from China. Are you willing to deal with the European side as well? Because for some reason, it just seemed like a compromise and a little bit out of character that I think that if he had it his way, he would have shut down all air travel in and out of the United States.
Yeah, if you contrast the way we reacted to what was going on in China to the way Taiwan reacted, just as an example. So Taiwan heard about what was going on in China. They sent their own researchers to Wuhan to ask questions. They came back and they said, we think that there's human to human transmission. So on 1 January, Taiwan began boarding planes from, Wuhan and checking everybody on the plane, and then they shut down air travel. Shortly thereafter, on the 31st of December, they had sent a letter to WHO telling them that. What was happening was instead of the CDC doing their own independent investigation and making sure that, what the WHO was telling them was correct, like Taiwan did, they basically took the WHO's line. So there's got to be some question with regard to this, our CDC's relationship to the World Health Organization and the reason they were putting this pressure on the president not to close everything down. If we had acted like Taiwan basically, I think they've had 5 deaths so far.
Exactly.
The number,
right.
But
no, it's minimal.
We've had tens of thousands. That was because the CDC listened to the World Health Organization and did not do their own investigation like the Taiwan CDC did to protect their people.
And we had the information. We had scientists there under Dr. Fauci, up to 2018 that were involved with the Wuhan lab. They left and said, this is dangerous. These guys are out of control. Their standards are very reckless, and we're out of here.
Well, I mean, if that didn't throw a red flag all over it, I mean, what other information did we have? And then my question has been all along, like, we didn't know that they were buying up all the PPEs, they were buying up ventilators. You know, where was our State Department? Where is the information? I mean, we have everyday people's, you know, phone messages being listened to. You mean to tell me we don't know what the CCP is doing?
Well, you have to understand that in order for you to anticipate what the Chinese Communist Party is doing, you have to think like they do. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, our intelligence community hasn't realized that, you know, the way that they go to war is by going to war every single day.
Yes.
So we think about war as you have a crisis, you have a confrontation, you basically rally the military, and then you have a fight. No, their war is every single day, day by day, and we should have been paying attention to the fact that, you know, how are they going to seek to take advantage of this epidemic?
Exactly.
Well, what the way they think.
And they've been taking advantage of America from day one. I mean, we've seen what's been developed, these military islands there in the South China Sea, and now they're claiming some sort of sovereignty and trying to keep other boats in the United States away from this land that they've declared and planted a flag on for themselves.
Well, I mean, and, you know, to add insult to injury, those islands were paid for by America's retirement fund because the China Communication Construction Corporation, you know, our retirement funds have been investing in that company, both in the bonds and the stocks. So this is a challenge that we have for our country. We don't understand how the game is played. You know, we're playing checkers and the Chinese are playing go. That's the bottom line.
Exactly. The other thing that I'm concerned about, General, is that in you know, the big question that you put out is China preparing for war. And what you're saying today, they're already at war. We're just not even up to speed with them. Number one. Number two is that with all this pressure coming from the Beltway and saying, look, we need to hold China accountable for the release of COVID-19. Are we going to revisit similar scenarios we did going into World War II with, you know, with Japan and also with Germany?
No, I think, you know, our goal should be on focusing, you know, the competition in the areas that they're currently in economics and finance and trade and information, and then using our military to deter conflict at the higher level, at the kinetic level. So, you know, our nuclear forces are very important with that. You know, the other thing that the president just did in August is come out of the Intermediate Nuclear Forces Treaty, which allows us to build intermediate range conventional ballistic and cruise missiles that we can then very cheaply and efficiently place in the region in order to create a deterrent. So what we're trying to do is prevent war using, you know, a lot of the same strategies we were using with the Soviet Union during the Cold War.
Well, we've got to push back on them. And also, meanwhile, North Korea continues to be problematic. And I'm not sure if we figured out if Kim Jong-un is dead or alive.
Well, I think he's clearly alive. And, you know, he's a very much a showman. They have their propaganda, you know, capability is incredible. And this is all done to assure, in essence, you know, put them back on the map. So they're completely concocted by them. I think we should, you know, pay less attention to, you know, what's happening with regard to them. They just use it against us.
Well, maybe we need to revise President Reagan's mantra of instead of trust, we don't trust, but still verify, right?
Absolutely correct.
Brigadier General Robert Spalding has been with us. He's the author of the book Stealth War, How China Took Over While America's Elite Slept. And it's linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. General, thank you for the time. Appreciate all the insight. Have a great day.
Thank you so much.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antibiotic.
antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letter.